Inside a brightly lit classroom on the Buffalo Zoo grounds, the morning session for young learners is just ending, and parents are arriving to pick up their children.
That's Alexandra McKernan.
Michael McKernan from Williamsville holds his four-year-old daughter. He says she loves the zoo, so it was the best choice for her preschool learning.
We wanted her to, you know, be part of this new experience and learn about the zoo and be around the animals and be in a, you know, a preschool where she can kind of learn, you know, a little bit more than she would at a typical daycare.
It wasn't difficult to establish the school at the zoo. It's located in an area that once housed a science magnet school for 7th and 8th graders. The zoo has an education department and continues to partner with the Buffalo Public Schools. 13 3- and 4-year-olds are currently enrolled in this new preschool.
There are 8 in one session and 5 in another. We have a Monday-Wednesday session and a Tuesday-Thursday session.
Scott Lawson is an early childhood program specialist who leads the preschool.
The thing that makes us the most unique probably is just the setting, for sure. Being here at the Buffalo Zoo is definitely an experience that most preschoolers don't get.
Each day, the zoo is incorporated into the classroom, allowing for exploration and discovery. There is also a new nature playground and the Delta Sonic Heritage Farm exhibit. It is also a place where animals come directly to the students in the classroom.
Even just exposure to animals and appreciation of animals and nature and things like that is hopefully going to set them up for the future as they grow older to be, you know, involved in conservation types of things and that sort of maybe positions and things like that in their futures.
Lawson says there's a big range of what these young children are capable of learning. The school has adopted the Reggio Emilia approach, founded in Italy after World War II, where young children learn from their surroundings of everyday life.
It's basically a more hands-on, and a lot of schools in the area are starting to adopt this kind of approach, but it's basically led by the students. The students kind of decide where we go with the topics that we explore, the projects that we get into, and then once we do, we really get into them in depth rather than kind of doing things on the surface and going from one topic to another.
When you do that, is there any problem with discipline because they think that they're kind of in control of it?
We haven't run into anything at this point. I mean, I think personally, by following the kids' interests and by allowing them to kind of make decisions on where we go with things, that helps them to be more involved in it.
And this classroom is aligned with the Common Core standards. Parent Candace Brown enrolled her 3-year-old daughter, Kendall. It's not far from their home.
I know they do go on the zoo grounds every day. They get outside every day, which is to get fresh air.
Brown tells WBFO News it's a great opportunity for her young daughter to gain early learning.
Knew it'd be a good opportunity.
Is there a lot out there in the city?
Not for a 3-year-old. No, definitely not for a 3-year-old.
We can do this. Let's clean up our things and go to my house so we can have lunch.
But for some parents, preschool remains out of reach, especially for low-income families living in impoverished areas of the city. The cost for this preschool program is $2,200 a year for the 2-day session. However, Brown advises parents to try to enroll their children in school as soon as possible. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.